Welcome to a special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the weekly update where we examine the latest headlines from all across the world to keep you informed about issues that affect your faith. Stay aware, stay informed. It's the special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us in this very special broadcast since it is Friday, June the 14th of the year of our Lord 2024. With me today, as usual, my dear friend, Brother Paul Sutcliffe. Hello, Brother Paul.
Oh, I'm having a beautiful day out here in Rochester, New York.
And Christy Johnson from the state of Missouri. How are you doing, sister?
Hey, I'm doing fine, Usama. It's been beautiful weather. You missed it.
Here I am in Wisconsin. We have great weather here as well. And obviously, I'll be speaking this Sunday in Wisconsin. And next Sunday, Lord's willing, I'll be speaking in Minnesota. All right. So let's move on, Brother Paul. We have lots of material to cover about what is happening around the world with the Muslim action, which show us exactly what Islam is made of. Let's start with the United States of America, where we have some stories to share here today.
Associated Press reported that 8 people from Tajikistan with suspected ties to the Islamic State group have been arrested in the United States recently. The arrest took place in New York City, Philadelphia, and Los Angeles. All of the individuals entered the U.S. through the southern border. They are now being held on immigration violations. The nature of their suspected connections to the Islamic State is not currently known. The suspects were being tracked by the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force before they were taken into custody. Proceedings are currently underway to remove them from the country. Todd Benzman reported on June 12th that the entire travesty and dangers regarding terrorism being led into the country at the southern border could be mostly solved by returning to Obama's border policies.
Obama's what?
Well, he kind of copied George W. Bush's policies.
Oh, so Mr. Obama did not change the policies of Mr. George W. Bush. That's why it was working. But somehow they want to give credit to Obama. It's like if just Mr. O. Biden left things as it is, we will not be having that math right now. So here's the deal, Brother Paul. 8 people were arrested. We got, 10 million minus 8 people. That would be 7 million and whatever the rest of the number is. Can you imagine this with me, Chris? We stopped 8 people from doing the work of Allah in America, when in reality, we have the rest of the 10 million Muslim, or who else is here in America besides the Muslim, for the hope of the destruction of America. What do you say about that, Christy?
Well, I have to say this. The FBI has been under a lot of pressure. They've been being told their leadership is not doing their job. They're being questioned about funding. My guess is they got on the ball to pick up these 8.
Christy, we're talking about 8 people, not 8,000, not 80,000, not 800,000, 8.
It's a good show because that way they could tell everybody, look what we did. We did something good. I'm as frustrated about it. It's like 8 people that they pick up represent what? How many others? 8,000? 8 million? We don't know.
Not 8, not 80,000. Only God knows the real number of the Muslim jihadi who will be practicing the teaching of Islam in America. Well, Brother Paul, let's move on to the next story.
Memory reports that on May 31st, in a Friday sermon at the Islamic Center of Passaic County in Clifton, New Jersey, Sheikh Osama Salahia said that the greatest thing Muslims living in America can do is to continue to undermine the corruption of Zionism. He said that Muslims could be politically active and vote out of office corrupt politicians in the back pocket of Israeli lobbying. Salahia said, "We know who the terrorists are. The terrorists are running for the upcoming presidential elections." He encouraged the Ummah to vote uncommitted for the presidency for Palestine. Salahia said that neither candidate is a person of honor. The sermon was streamed live on the YouTube channel of the Islamic Center. You have to wonder if Sheikh Salahia knows that the general election has no uncommitted box. Maybe he never voted before, but this does violate the 501c3 status of that mosque.
And do you really think, Paul, Muslims care about the status of 501c3? I mean, literally, this is just a simple announcement, and they will do even more and more. It just gives them enough time to continue to grow and have an upper hand, and that's when they will do whatever he wishes, including terrorizing the people of the West. And I'm talking about the leaders of the mosque. I'm talking about the leaders of this, what we call the non-profit organizations all over America. So I don't know who's the Muslim going to vote for if they don't like Biden, because he still support Israel somehow, and he's not going in war against Israel with the poor Palestinians, or they're not going to vote at all.
Well, I'm suspecting that this is done to put pressure on President Biden, that he would come out and make some decisions that would really limit what Israel is able to do. This is their push. So they're trying to frighten him and the Democrat Party into thinking they're going to lose because he's not strong enough against Israel. Lord help us. We cannot let that happen.
Exactly. And I can tell Imam Salahia, good luck with that, because if you really want to hear from Biden what he has been doing with a bigger commitment or a louder voice for the next 4 years, for sure you're not going to have him, because he's already in enough trouble that he has less chance to win in any way, shape, or form. So if you will make him make a decision like he did 4 years ago when he has the million vote of the Muslims, that would be his ticket out.
I just wanted to say, here we have a sheikh in a mosque talking about politics and directing the group of members there. Could you gather outside the church and talk a little bit about politics? Could you talk a little bit about what Christians should be voting for? No, they don't want to get involved.
Yeah, maybe that's why we have half of the Christians are not registered to vote yet for the next election. And my heart is aching inside me. And I hope and I pray that each and everyone who hear our broadcast today, just find 10 people and ask, hey, by the way, have you registered to vote? If they say no, say, why are you not? And have an easy, wonderful, pleasant conversation. Explain to your Christian neighbors, even just your neighbor in general, about how important it is to vote for Mr. Trump. Just think about our borders and the millions of illegal who came to this country, which I believe half of them, if not more, are Muslims from 57 Muslim countries. All right, Brother Paul, let's move on to the next story.
Memory reported that on June 1st, at the graduation ceremony of the Brooklyn Muslim Community Weekend school, Sister Hajar gave a sermon in which she said that Palestine is a land of Islam. She said that if the soil of Palestine could speak, it would say, where are you, O Saladin? Where are you, O my Muslim nation? I am sullied with the scent of the Zionists. I need to be purified again. According to the Muslim Community Center in Brooklyn's website, the MCC Weekend School is an Islamic educational program that caters to students from the ages of 4 to 16. The graduation ceremony was streamed live on their Brooklyn Facebook page.
I'm amazed how Muslim women can preach in America, in a school which, obviously, according to Sharia, Islamic law, her voice is awra. Awra is a shameful thing, like the nudity of a woman. Her voice should not be heard. But hey, they're modernized. They're becoming good Americans. So here we go. We see them speaking out. And guess what they're saying? They're saying the truth. I wonder how many Christian men and women in this country will stand up and say the opposite of what we hear. And these are little children, 4 to 16, which means what? It means the future of America is much worse than what we see today. They arrested 8 people while we're creating 8,000 of jihadi from that school. I'm sorry, I'm very disturbed with that boldness and the language they're using. Israel as a nation made Israel their land unpure, and now the Muslims gonna clean it up again. And who's they're using? Salah al-Din, the man who slaughtered the Jews and the Christians years ago in the same land? Man, oh man, they're looking for a genocide to all the Jews.
No, it's just really sad that they're so brainwashed, even in the public school. This is a Muslim weekend school where they get this extra added propaganda and brainwashing. We are in danger.
Well, Brother Paul, let's move on to the next story here in America.
Times of Israel and Microsoft News reported that on Saturday, June 8th, pro-Hamas and pro-Hezbollah demonstrators stage an anti-Israel protest near the White House on Saturday calling for jihad, which is war against the non-Muslims, and voicing anger at U.S. President Joe Biden's mismanagement of Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza. These protesters defaced public monuments and threatened those that opposed their views. Usama, do you think this meets the standard for peaceable assembly that's required by law?
Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, I don't believe that there is one mosque in America is qualified to have the peaceable assembly requirement, which by it, they can have the mosque. If you go to a mosque and you attend one prayer, you will hear in that prayer many times the curse of Allah on the Jews and the call on the Christians to be lost. The Muslim prayer itself will end the status of peaceable assembly for Muslims in any mosque or Islamic center in America. But who do you talk to? You're talking to an American people who do not have an idea what Muslims are saying or what Muslims will be doing in the near future of this land.
It's really concerning that what we're seeing is the promotion of pro-Hamas, pro-Islam, pro-Hezbollah, and this was coming up at the White House. And where were the people being arrested? I'm so disturbed about that.
Well, but you need to understand, if they were wearing this red hat, which has the word MAGA, they will be arrested. But since they are wearing the Palestinian scarf, then it's okay.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind. A perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that, upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
So, move on, Brother Paul, to the next story.
Well, Biden's Secretary of State Blinken on Wednesday announced that Hamas could have ended the war in Gaza with one word. Yes, this would have been in response to a proposed peace agreement by the UN.
Well, how can they say yes if it is not a peaceful resolution according to their wishes? Their wish is very simple. One state, it's called the Palestinian state, from the river to the sea, which required the annihilation of every Jew. Muhammad taught them that the Jewish people will be annihilated by their own hands. And that's why they will not take any other way. And even if somehow, say, in the next few weeks or few months, they sign some peaceful agreement, it would be temporary until when they have enough weapons, until they have enough people to attack Israel again, because they believe in one more final jihad, which will lead to the annihilation of the Jews, not only in Israel, but in planet Earth.
This is really disturbing because they keep trying to say in the media that it's Israel that's preventing any kind of peace talk. But you know what? Israel is fighting for their national survival against a enemy that will not be deterred.
You are absolutely right, Christy. So let's move on, Brother Paul, to Finland, where we have one story there.
Eastern Nyland District Court sentenced a 43-year-old Iraqi man to life imprisonment for the murder of his wife. The 34-year-old woman had wanted a divorce, which the man did not accept. The motive is jealousy and honor related, according to the district court. On the afternoon of December 29th, 2023, the woman went to the store but never came home. Her relatives reported her missing the following day. On the next day, she was found dead in her own car. The cause of death was carbon monoxide poisoning and burns to her airways. Before the crime, the man had threatened to kill the woman after he learned that she had a new relationship with another man. The woman's new partner said that the threats were daily. The woman had been afraid of the man, but did not think he would actually carry out his threats. Now she's dead.
Well, that reminds me of a story we covered some years ago, Christy, from New York. It was a TV station. Do you remember it?
Oh, I definitely remember. It was horrific.
Yeah, it's amazing that the same TV station was sharing with the American people for some time about how beautiful Islam is and how peaceful and loving Islam is. And that woman asked her husband for a divorce, and he actually beheaded her. He separated her body from her head completely.
In case people are questioning that story, it was the Bridges TV station.
But you know what, Paul? Here the story is even worse, because not only he will not give her divorce, she start having another relationship with another man. There's one thing you ask for divorce against the will of your husband, because that is punishable by death, as we have seen it many times in the history of Islam. But the other thing is to start having a relationship with another man. Whoa, that is for sure an honor killing case.
This is really tragic, because we don't know who the woman was, if she had been actually a citizen of Finland and then married this Muslim man. She would not have realized, and by her saying she didn't think he'd carry out the threats, my guess is she didn't know a lot about Islam.
Muslim El Sayed Hassan, also known as Mo Steve Hassan, and was the former CEO of Bridges TV, got 25 years.
But here's my question to you, Brother Paul. Why did they never announce it? Why did they not make it known to the American people? You know what will happen if the American people find out that a man beheaded his wife from that Bridges TV? Maybe this will stop thousands of American ladies to marry to some other Muslim man. But since he's a Muslim, the trial went hush-hush, and he's going to serve his 25 years. But still, not right to hide the truth about Islam from the American people. Brother Paul, let's move on to India, where we have another story there.
ABC News reports that the suspected Islamic jihadis in India's controlled Kashmir Jammu province fired at a bus carrying Hindu pilgrims on Sunday, and at least 9 of them were killed after the vehicle fell into a deep gorge.
Can you imagine that was me? Muslims anywhere around the world are doing the same thing. And as I always say, they believe in the same Allah, they believe in the same Prophet, they believe in the same Quran, they believe in the same ideology of Islam, and they practice it. It doesn't matter if they are in America, if they are in Asia, if they are in Africa, it doesn't matter. The sad thing is nobody reports these sad stories. We have one story from Saudi Arabia where we learn from it about the will of Allah.
The Nigerian Tribune reports that at least one woman committed suicide in Medina, Saudi Arabia, while on her required Hajj, the pilgrimage. Saudi Arabian authorities stated Hajia Hawawu died as a result of what Saudi authorities found to be an unfortunate suicidal episode from the rooftop of her apartment in Medina. Another pilgrim died in Medina. Saliu Muhammad died in an intensive care unit of the public hospital in Medina after suddenly falling ill. While expressing regrets over the demise of the two pilgrims from the state, which it described as sad events, the Pilgrims Board stated that it submitted totally to the decree and ultimate knowledge of Allah in all affairs. Usama, does it sound like they don't care?
Well, yes and no. They don't care because I don't see any true sorrow. But at the same time, you have to understand Islamic doctrine. They actually believe that when that woman and when that man was 120 days old inside the mother womb, that is when the angel of Allah writes exactly that this will happen on that day at that specific place. So it may sound to the West that they don't care, but in reality, they believe everything will happen in Muslim life is already ordained by Allah, and there's nothing we can do to change it. Brother Paul, we have one more story coming up here from the country of Israel.
The New York Post reported that on Saturday, June 8, four hostages were freed from their Gazan captors. Yes, I said Gazan. They were not held by Hamas, but Gazans with military weapons. One Israeli commander lost his life, helping free these four from captivity for 7 months. Three of the hostages were in Ala al-Jamal's home, an Al Jazeera reporter. During this time, the four received constant physical abuse, sometimes were starved, raped, and threatened with death.
And here is my response to this story. First of all, I'm sick and tired of American people to separate Gaza from Hamas. Hamas is Gazans and Gazans are Hamas. They're the same team. They're the same believers. They do exactly the same thing. Here we go. It is Gazan, not Hamas, who holds these four hostages the last 7 months. It is Gazan, not Hamas, who are abusing these four hostages for the last 7 months. And worse than that, most people in America think Al Jazeera is a wonderful TV network and they're wonderful reporters all over the world, when in reality, these four hostages were held as hostages inside the reporter of Al Jazeera.
Can you imagine that? Now we know what we hear on Al Jazeera is not true.
It is another jihadi propaganda organization, sadly, to spread lies about Israel
and Palestine.
We really need to pray that there'll be more that can be released, because we're not sure how many more are even alive. But thank the Lord, they had the courage to go in there and free these people.
Absolutely. We have one last story, Brother Paul, for our podcast today. And this one comes from the country of Congo.
Islamic jihadis killed at least 38 people in an overnight attack on the villages in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo on Saturday. Local civil society leader Justin Kavalami blamed members of the Allied Democratic Forces for the attack. The ADF allegedly is behind another village assault that killed at least 16 people earlier this week, which originates from neighboring Uganda.
Well, I will blame one country. I blame America. I blame the weakness of the White House, because I understand Islam and how Muslims work. They do not call for peace when we have the upper hand. And since we have a very weak, apathetic president and his administrative team couldn't care less about what Muslims are doing to the Christians all over the world, I believe this will continue
until we have Mr. Trump in the White House.
Well, Brother Paul, Sister Christie, thank you so much for sharing this broadcast with me and to our dear, wonderful audience. Until we meet again in another broadcast, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that You sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite You to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.